This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More than 5 million Americans suffer from the dementia known as Alzheimer's disease. The FDA has not approved a new drug to treat that in more than 10 years. As a result, some big pharmaceutical companies are getting together in Washington this week to talk about experimental drugs for Alzheimer's. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Eli Lilly is releasing results from a clinical trial of an Alzheimer's drug it's been developing for years called solanezumab. Dr. Bill Thies is senior scientist in residence at the Alzheimer's Association.
One of the issues in Alzheimer's trials is that it's a relatively slowly progressing disease, so it's hard to see changes in the rate of progression.
But Thies says today's data should give doctors a better sense of whether this drug is working. And the key is a third trial that's underway.
The market potential is huge.
That's Edward Jones analyst Ashton Evans.
This is an unmet need, so the potential for a drug that actually helps could be quite large.
Lilly has already invested close to $1 billion in its Alzheimer's program. The disease is the sixth leading cause of death among Americans and is the only one that currently can't be prevented, cured, or slowed. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.